Caleb chapter 9, Mishnah 6. Hagefes vahazagin, olive waste and grape waste, shenasu batara, that were made in purity, meaning the oil and the grapes, they were pressed in purity. Pure people walked on them. Now they used to press them, they used to put them in the thing and walk on them. And the utensils that they used were pure. Vahalcha alam tamam. And then afterwards, after everything was said and done, so impure people, people who are tamei, non-pure people, walked on them. V'achakach yaitzim in mashkin, and when they walked on them, a little bit more liquid came out of them. So in this case, toherin. So in this case, they are pure, even though a little bit of impure liquid came out. Now, shem mitchilasa nasu betara, because right from the outset they were done in purity. So the thing over here is that because afterwards the impure people walked on them, it doesn't make them susceptible, because the liquids that came out didn't come out like deliberately, right? The real proper deliberate squeezing was done initially. It was done in purity. And now that the impure person walked on them, this is just like by the way. So getting that last little bit of liquid out done unintentionally doesn't make the whole thing impure. Next case, kush shebala esatzinora, a spindle that engulfed the hook, meaning you've got your spindle like piece, and then they had a little hook on the end that they used for weaving, and it got pushed inside into the rod, right? So it's the hook got swallowed up into the rest of the spindle. Or malmad shebala es hadarvan, or a similar case, a goad, an ox goad that they used to like prod the oxen with. So if it had a spark on the end and that was engulfed into the rest of the, let's say it had a wooden handle, right? And it had a spark on the end. And then the spark gets swallowed up into the wooden handle. Or levana shebala es hatabas, or a brick that engulfed a ring. The example that Cartier brings is that let's say the ring, he used to make a stamp on the thing, and the ring slipped off his finger, the brick maker, boom, and then it goes into the brick, and then it gets sealed up into the brick. The hain toherin, and all of these things were pure, right? There's no impurity involved yet. Nichnesu lo'el ha-mace. If this then goes inside a tent with a mace, with a dead body, nitma'u, they become impure. So meaning that the stick or the goad or the brick or whatever doesn't protect it. It's not considered like a utensil. So it doesn't protect what's been swallowed up inside it. Hasitan, next case over here. Hasitan azav, if a zav person moves one of these things, nitmo, it also becomes tame, naflu la'avira tanotar, and then if it then falls into an oven, titmu, it's going to make the oven impure. Right? One of these things, the thing that got swallowed up, it's now going to make the oven impure. Nagabin kika shel truma, but if a loaf of truma touched them, tahor, it's pure, because it's not going to touch the thing that was swallowed up. Right? It's only going to touch the outer thing, and the outer thing can't transmit impurity because it itself can't become impure.